From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting U.S. and Russia in talks for a Syria ceasefire. The U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Proximity talks due to resume on February 25th have now been delayed. Serbia's foreign minister says two Serbian embassy staff members held hostage in Libya since November were killed on Friday as a result of a U.S. airstrike on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić made the announcement in a news conference in Belgrade on Saturday. Mr. Dačić said they were taken hostage in November when their diplomatic convoy, including the Serbian ambassador, came under fire near the coastal Libyan city of Sabratha. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to present to his cabinet today a proposed deal with the European Union that would allow Britain to stay in the 28-member bloc with special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants, no more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Not everyone likes the idea. This is Dominic Spencer at a rally protesting Mr. Cameron's efforts.
I really hope that we can get our message out and that the majority of the public will vote to leave the EU and not have the wool pulled over their eyes by Cameron's nonsense negotiation.
This is VOA News. New provisional results in Uganda's controversial presidential election show President Yoweri Museveni leading with nearly 62% of the vote. Meanwhile, Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, has 34%. The U.S. and others have criticized Uganda's election process, alleging undue pressure and in some cases undue force by security forces on opposition candidates and their supporters. A powerful cyclone is bearing down on the Pacific island of Fiji and its 900,000 residents, the government has declared a nationwide curfew. With the center of the cyclone Winston yet to hit the two main islands, Fiji is already being struck with winds of 220 kilometers per hour. China has removed its top securities regulator, Shao Gang. The move was expected following a turbulent period in China's stock market. Shao was responsible for introducing the circuit breaker designed to limit stock market losses. However, it only added to the securities market volatility and was deactivated after only 4 days. Republicans in the U.S. state of South Carolina will vote today in the next primary to determine who their party's presidential nominee will be. Ramon Taylor reports from Cherokee County, South Carolina.
On paper, a conservative Christian candidate like Texas Senator Ted Cruz might seem a popular choice in South Carolina, where a majority of the state's Republicans identify as evangelical and share his hardline stance on abortion and other so-called traditional family values. But while his fans are passionate, he is pulling second to businessman Donald Trump. Along South Carolina's rolling foothills is Blacksburg. Councilman Darren Janeski describes the community as mostly conservative.
You can walk an eighth of a mile in any direction without walking across a church.
He and the town's police chief both believe Trump is most qualified to hold office.
People may have their issues with Trump and some of the way he conducts himself, but he's a businessman and he's a professional.
But not everyone in the town of Blacksburg is convinced. Greg, who is undecided between Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, thinks Trump is all talk. As in Iowa, where evangelicals propelled Ted Cruz to unexpected victory, the Texas senator is urging South Carolinians to do the same. Ramon Taylor, Cherokee County, South Carolina.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, more than halfway across the country, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a battle heading in today's Nevada Democratic caucus. Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. Elsewhere, Italian author Umberto Eco has died at the age of 84, ending a writing career that spanned decades. His most famous work, the best-selling historical novel The Name of the Rose, was made into a movie in 1986. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.